Yeah, please. No problem. All right, so we've been discussing at the end of last semester and the beginning of this semester. So we've been discussing the nature of the chiv, or the hagadas edus of an eid achad. So we know the din is that an eid achad is mechayev v'shvua. The question is, fundamentally, how do you view that hagadas edus? Right, is that like a subcategory of chiv edus in mamon? Just that in some cases it only works lechayev v'shvua. Right, you say an eid achad is really a new category of b'fnei atzmo. Right, it's not mechayev mamon. It's a separate din that he's mechayev v'shvua. So we left off with the Gemara in Shavuos. It says, "Kol makom shebeis edim mechayev and mamon nidachad mechayev shvua." And whenever two edim are mechayev mamon, nidachad is mechayev shvua. So that line in the Gemara seems to assume that the din of an eid achad is fundamentally associated with the din of shnei edim mechayev mamon. So the Yushalmi already asked the question. We have exceptions. You have exceptions of karkos. You have exceptions of knasos. Or even though by shnei edim you're mechayev mamon, nidachad is not mechayev shvua. Right, so that seems to break the analogy, or breaks the connection between Beis Eidim B'mamon and Edacha B'Shvua. So the Yishalmi answers, no, Shaini Hasam, that a Karka can't have a Shvua. It's not a din, it's not a chisaron in Hagadas Eidos of Nedachad, that he's not Mechayev Shvua on Karkos. It's a din in the Karkos, that ain't Shvana Karkos. Right, so it's not a flaw in the Hagadas Eidos, it's a flaw in the Karkos, that they can't, you can never have a Shvua on Karkos. The Ran, right, so I'm not sure where this Ran is. It's not the Ran in Shavuos over there. But the Ran says that, no, really the analogy does stand because there are some exceptions even within Dinei Mamonis. Even within Beis Eidim, there are exceptions where Beis Eidim are not Mechayev Mamon. Okay, so because there are exceptions in Mamonis, there could also be exceptions within Shavuos. So the Ran's trying to preserve the pristineness of the connection between Beis Eidim and Eid Achad. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Lamed quotes two very important machloksim on the nature of Eid Achad. You have Rav Nosson and the Chachamim, and then you also have another machlokes with Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha and the Chachamim. So the first machlokes pertains to Ad Sheyiru Shneim Keachad. Titani, Lolam Ein Edusa Mitzarefes Ad Sheyiru Shneim Keachad, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer Afilu Bezeh Achar Zeh. Do the Edim have to see the Maisa together? Right? Or can the Edim both testify on separate Maisim that they saw? So for example, one Eid says he saw a Hava for $50. Another Eid comes on Sunday. And another Eid says, oh, I also saw a Hava for $50, but I didn't see the other Eid standing over there. Right? So we don't have any evidence that they're talking about the same Maisa even. Right? So can he be Mitzaref Eidos on a chiv of $50 from Eid Echad, and then a separate Haggadah's Eidos from the second Eid, also on $50, and be mitzari fat for one Haggadah's Eidos. So we don't know. We bechal don't know whether being, if it's the same Eidos or a separate Eidos. But it seems like even if the assumption is that they're two separate Maisim, right? Since in the end of the day we have Haggadah's Eidos on a chiv of 50 money, that's what we're going to be mechayev them.
I don't know if this is the same question, but is the havamina that this would only apply in a case where they're testifying about the same thing, you just happen not to have known the other guy was there, or even one guy says my noah says Tuesday?
Right, so you have machloksim in the Gemara about, explicitly, I think, Bisham Beis Hillel, when you're talking about like Monday and Tuesday, are you mitzarif them? Okay, but for here, let's just talk about that by din and nefashos, the din is that they have to see each other. It has to be clear they're talking about the exact same Maisa. Otherwise, it doesn't work. Well, suddenly now, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha, right, you don't need them to see the Maisa together. Okay. So, Maishna, Dine Mamanis, that all of a sudden we're going to say that you can misarif the Eidos of each Eid Echad. Whereas by Dine Nefashos, if one person says, I saw him be Michal Shabbos in this context, another person says, oh, I also saw him be Michal Shabbos, we don't take their Eidos. Unless they saw the Maisa together. Okay, so why this distinction between Dine Mamonis and Dine Nefashos? The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Los Asei Reish Tzadi, so the Rambam talks about Eidos Umdana. Right? The Gemara Sanhedrin talks about it. You see one person chasing after another person with a sword, right? The person runs into a churva, and the person with a knife and the sword follows him in. You don't know what happens. 10 minutes later, you see one guy dead, his head's chopped off, and the other guy with the sword, you know, is holding up the sword, and there's blood dripping off of that. Damo mefarfer. So can you prosecute based off Eidos Umdana? it's pretty clear what happened, but no Edim saw the actual Maisa Avera. So Ram says there's a special Azhara that Bezin is not allowed to prosecute based off Edus Umdana. Even though you know clearly, you have Edus, essentially, that this is what happened, calls to mind that the Edim don't see the actual Maisa, you can't prosecute. Then the Rambam, in the second half of Lo Sase Reish Tzadi, the Rambam transitions into discussing the case where you have Eid Echad, you have two Eid Echads on a Chiyuv, but you can't be Mitzarif them. The case the Rambam gives is that one of them sees the guy be Mechal Shabbos, and the other Eid sees the guy be Obed Avodah Zarah. So if you combine the Eidos, right, the guy, you clearly have Eidos Chiyuv. But the Rambam says you're not allowed to be Mitzarif two Eidos on a Chiyuv, you need Eidos on a Maisa. So the Ramban there says, in his Hasagos to Los Asay Reish Tzadi, Ramban says, if I was writing my Sefer Mitzvos, I would have divided these into two separate Azharos. One, Los Asay, that you're not allowed to prosecute on Edus Umdana, and a separate Los Asay, that you're not allowed to prosecute off Tziruf Edios. So why does the Rambam put together Edus Umdana with Tziruf Edios? So over here, the Rav said, and the way he wanted to explain the Rambam, is that there's a common denominator between Edus Umdana and Tziruf Edios. When all you have is Edus Umdana, you don't have Edus on the Maisa Avera. But what you do have is Edus on a Chiyuv. Essentially, we have Edus that he's a murderer. Right? Because we saw him chase the guy into the Churva. We don't have Edus on the Maisa Avera. So Hu Adin, explains the Rav, when it comes to Tziruf Edios, you have an Eid Echad on Avodah Zarah, an Eid Echad on Shabbos. So, B'Tziruf, you have Beis Edim that you have a Bar Chiyuva. You know that the guy is Mechuyev. But in the end of the day, you don't have any Edus on a Maisa Avera. The Rav saying, the Rambam here is essentially saying that the Mitzvah Slos Tzei Reish Tzadi is that for Dinei Nefashos, you need Edus on the Maisa. Edus on the Chiyuv is not sufficient. That's the Rav's explanation. So what seems to emerge is that if we're going to allow Tziruf Edios, B'Dinei Mamonis, right, it seems that the whole nature of Edus in Dinei Mamonis is different from Edus in Dinei Nefashos. Dinei Nefashos need Edus on the Maisa Avera. Dinei Mamonis, it's sufficient that you have Edus on the Chiyuv. And that's why you're able to mitzarif two separate Edios. That's the Rav's explanation for the Rambam and the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos Lo Sase Reish Tzadi.
We pass them, they don't have to see the same thing?
They don't have to be there together.
Lo Sase was the sword
Correct.
Case?
It's the sword case and Tziruf Edios. Yeah, that's the question. Why does Rambam put them together? The Ramban says, I would have separated them. The Rav explains that the common denominator is that they're both Edus on a Chiyuv without Edus on a Maisa Avera. And then when you put that together with the fact that in Dinei Mamonis we paskin that Zu, Bab, if that each one that we don't need Achi Yerushneim Keachad, they don't have to see the Maisa together. It seems that in Dinei Mamonis all we need is Edus on the Chiyuv, we don't need Edus on the actual Maisa Avera. The Gemara in Makos and Daf Vav also gives us another distinction between Dinei Mamonis and Dinei Nefashos. The Mishnah there is discussing the din of Nimtza Echem Yom Karav Apostle Kulam Betalim. If you have five Edim, and one of them becomes Apostle, so because they form a Kat, they form a block, or an entity of Chetzah Shel Edus, so if one of them becomes Apostle, all five of them are Apostle. Even though, Midaraisa, you only need two Edim. It's Machlokes in the Mishnah in Makos Daf Vav. The Mishnah says, Nimtza Echem Yom Karav Apostle Edusan Betela. How do you know you can have 100 Edim and like one of them becomes Apostle? Tamar Lamar Edim. So I'm Rabbi Yosef, Bamed Varamur, Medina Nefashos. Well, Medina Mamonis, Tiskayim Edus Bishar. Medina Mamonis, we never say, Nimsa Echim Makarav Apostle, Edus and Betela. So why? So Rashi says that the distinction between Mamonis and Nefashos is a technicality. Dechsev, Hitzilu Ha'eda, Umahadrina Nazchusa. In Dina Nefashos, there's a virtue in acquitting the defendant. So Bezin is going to bend over backwards to try to passel the Edus in order to get the defendant off the hook. We always try to save him. But in Dinei Mamonis, where you have no such virtue, there's no din of Ve'etzilu Eda in Dinei Mamonis, the Mela, we're not going to passel the Edim on the grounds that one of them is passel. So according to Rashi, the distinction between Mamonis and the Fashos is a pure technicality. Tosus over there, the Ri, says, I don't like this interpretation. And Tosfos offers a fundamental distinction. Kach pirshri, devedinei nefashos shayich shapir lemelef mishnayim deedusan mitela ava bedinei mamonis devishnayim nami kinim tzeachom im karbo pasol hasheni eno batal lagamri dechayev lo shvua. Lekach, shloshanami, nimtzeach mimkar apostle to sky me'edas b'sharedim. So says a huge chiddush. Because in dinei mominis, let's say you have two edim. And one of them is Tosas and Daf Vav and Makos. If you have two edim, and one of them becomes pasul, so the second aid is still kosher l'chayev shvua. So the two edim are trying to be motzi mamon. And one of them becomes pasul. So the second aid is still kosher l'chayev shvua. So Tosas says, because of that, there's no dinam nimsa echem yam karva pasul b'chlal in dinei mominis. So because when you have two, one of them becomes pasul, the second is still kosher l'chayev shvua, therefore, even when you have 10 edim, and one of them becomes pasul legamri, the other 9 are still kashal chayev mamonis. How could you expand from 1 ed lechayev shvua to 9 edim lechayev mamon? So it's true that the ed echad is still kashal chayev shvua, but how could you interpret from there? How could you extrapolate that now the 9 other edim should be kashal chayev mamon? So Al-Korchach, what Tosus is getting at, is that there's a fundamental difference between Dinei Mamonis and Dinei Nefashos. In Dinei Nefashos, the Edim function as a block. And if one of them becomes Pasul, they're all Pasul. In Dinei Mamonis, we know that each Ed functions independently. How do we know that? Because Neid Echad is Kasha L'Chayiv Shvua. Since we know that Neid Echad L'Chayiv Shvua as a simin, that's a simin that each aid functions independently. Mimela, even when you have 10 aidim and one of them becomes possible, the other 9 are still kasha l'chayim mamonis. Victor, you have a problem with the svara?
No, I'm like
here. It's also a problem. Good. That emerges from Machokas and Rashi and Tosos in Makos. According to Tosos, in Dinei Mamonis, each aid functions as an independent unit. The haraya he's mechayev shvua. Okay, now that analogy of Tosos or that chiddush of Tosos only makes sense if you think that the chiyuv shvua of an eid achad is relevant to the chiyuv mamonis of an eid achad. Because if you say that an eid achad lechayev shvua is a totally separate hagadas eidos from eid achad lechiyuv mamon, right? Then you never could have induced from Chiyuv Shvua to Chiyuv Mamon. Okay, so this seems to be, this nature of Eid Echad, L'Chayiv Shvua, L'Chayiv Mamon, seems to be behind this Machlokas Rashi and Tosos in Makos Tapav, Shmuel. Seems like a Chiddush of Tosos. I don't think it's Mefurish anywhere in the Gemara. I'm not sure if it's a Davar Muskam either.
Why?
In the Rishonim. That if two of them, if you have two Eidim, and one of them becomes possible, at the second one, the last Eid is still Kasha L'Chayiv Shvua.
No, is that his point, or his point is that if you have only one guy came, that would mean something.
No, he says the guy is still kosher, he's still fine. If he's left over, he's kisla mechayev shvua. Eino batel legamri dechayev lo shvua.
They came together.
Yeah, they came together. One of them became possible. The second guy is still kosher dechayev shvua. Right. It's a chiddush. Right. Because by dinin nefashos say nimsach mekarv pasul kulam b'teila. He doesn't explain why. But the hezver has to be that by dinin nefashos they function as a block. There's one entity of edim. And dinin mamonis it's a tziruf of 5 eid achads. So if one of them gets knocked down, the second one is still standing. Right, so how could Tosos is trying to extrapolate from the fact that in Eid Echad, the remaining Eid Echad is still Mechayev Shvua, to the case when you have 10 Eidim, and one of them becomes Pasul, the other 9 are still Mechayev Mamon. And I could have said, Nimsech Mekarv Pasul, so now your whole Chiyuv Mamon is cut off. So even when you have 9 Eidim, at best you can be Mechayev Shvua. That's not what Tosos says. Tosos says, on the fact that the Eid Echad is still Mechayev Shvua, the other 9 can still be Mechayev Mamon. Right? If Shvua and Mamonos are two separate partios, then you couldn't learn out one from the other. Makos Daf Vav. Tosir Maskel. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi, you had a question? Good. The Gemara Sanhedrin on Daf Lamed also quotes another machlokas between the Chachamim and Hirab Nasan, which will also take a stand on the nature of Eid Echad, Bim Mamonis, versus Beis Edim v'Nefashos. Here the Gemara discusses Shomim Dvarav Shel Zeh Shelo Bifnei Zeh. Right, whereas the first machlokas between the Chacham and Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha was about, do they have to see the Maisa together? Over here, the Gemara is asking, do they have to come to Beis Din together? Right, the Gemara sort of Nasan says Shomim Dvarav Shel Zeh Yom, and Chshiyavu Chaver LaMachar Shomim Dvarav. One aid could come on Monday, and the other aid could come on Tuesday, and Beis Din could be Mitzarif, the two adios. Right, as the Chacham argue, Brindin and Nefashos, and then we split the Psak. And Dine Mamanis, we pass in Shomim Dvarav Shel Zeh Yom with Chshiyavu Chaver Shomim Dvarav, and Dine Nefashos, they have to come together. So I'd be Mechalik between Mamanis and Nefashos. So again, right, the direction seems to be based off what we've been explaining. If an Eidacha B'Mamanis is fundamental, Eidacha L'chayiv Shvua B'Mamanis is significant. And therefore the nature of Chiyuv B'Mamanis is a combination of individual Eidachas from Mechayiv Shvua, right, then each aid functions fundamentally independently. As Bedina and Nefashos, they function as a kat. You need Beis Edim in order to be Mechayiv anything. Or to highlight this point, we have a klal in Kol Torah Kula, right? Davar v'lo chatzi davar. Bezin only is mechayiv, or Bezin only prosecutes on a case if you have full testimony. So the classic example, Eidacha begabe, Eidacha bekresa. Right? You need full eidos on a specific event. It can't be mitzarif an aid. Let's say one aid says she has a sar on her back, and one aid says she has a sar on the front. You need each aid to see that she has beis saros, because you can't build a case based off piecemeal evidence. Each aid has to have a significant case that he's presenting. So davar v'lo chatzi davar. And a lot of machloksim in Tzigah is about to define what's considered a davar with respect to that localized case. So if Bezin can only be motzi mamon with Beis Edim, so why isn't each aid echad is baba f'nei atzma? Why isn't that chatzi davar? Right, an aid echad can't be motzi mamon. So his aid is by itself is insignificant. And then when the second aid comes, his aidus by itself is also insignificant. So Bezin should dismiss the case based off that there's no grounds to prosecute. It's chatzi davar. So why does Rav Nathan allow Zeh b'fnei Zeh k'shiyavu chaveiro shomim dvarav and shomim dvarav shel zeh shel b'fnei Zeh? So we explained in Shir is that there's a fundamental difference between Dinei Mamanis and Dinei Nefashos. And Dinei Mamanis, really, it's not that you need Beis Edim to create a case. An Eid Echad creates a case. V'haraya is mechayev shvua. It's just that in order to be motzi mamon, in order to force the hotzas mamon, then you need Beis Edim. But an Eid Echad fundamentally is mechayev shvua, which is a form of hagadas edus b'mamonis. Or to say it a little differently, an Eid Echad is really mechayev mamon. It's just that he's not strong enough, so therefore the nitva could take a shvua and pater himself from the aid. It's my word against his word. But the Eid Echad is mechayiv mamon, but you have the koach to be machishim. Right? You can machishim with the shvua. When you have Beis Edim, then it's not nitan lakchasha anymore. But in terms of the actual chiyuv mamon, there's no difference between Eid Echad and Beis Edim. So that's why Shomim Dvarav Shel Zeh Shelo Bifnei Zeh. We don't need the two of them to come together, because in terms of the actual chiyuv, there may not be a difference between the Eid Echad and Beis Edim. The only difference is when the second aid comes, he takes away the ability of the nitva to pater himself. Okay, so once again, we have a third manifestation of this distinction between Eid Echad b'mamanis and Eid Echad b'nefashos. So in light of this Gemara, so the note of Yehuda asks a very sharp question on Kabbalah's Eidos b'dinei mamanis. If it's really true that Shomim Dvarav Shel Zeh Shelo Bifnei Zeh, so how do you ever have a case of Hazama in Dinei Mamanis? What's the question? The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Mem Aleph discusses a case of Edim Nus. Two Edim say that this woman was Mizana. So now if it turns out that they're Zomimim, so we should be able to kill them, because they tried to kill the Isha. Right? They tried to say she's an Isha Zinsa. They're trying to impose Dine Mamanit. They're trying to impose the Chiyuv Misa. So we say, Kasha Zaman. And Bezin should kill them. So the Gemara says, no. Why? Because those Edim could always say that we didn't come L'Chayiv Misa. We came L'Asra Abayla. There are two Nafkaminas to Znus. One of them is an Onesh Bezdin, right? Misa. And there's a second Nachmina, she's Asra al Baila. So the Edom could say, we only came to testify Asra al Baila. We weren't interested in imposing a Chiyav Misa. So like Mar says, you can't impose Kasher Zamam in that case, because the Edom could always claim La Asra al Baila Banu. So ask the Nodeb Yehuda. Eid Echad comes to Bezdin. And then a second Eid comes later on Machayev Mamon, and it turns out they're Eidim Zomim. So why can't the Eid Echad always just say, I came Machayev Shvua? I never wanted to impose the Chiyav Mamon. And you're not going to have a Kasher Zamam on a Chiyav Shvua. Or you're not going to say the Eidim now have a Chiyav Shvua. It doesn't make any sense. So why don't we always say it's Eid Shiyati Yachal Hazima by virtue of the fact that the Eid Echad could always claim L'chiv Shvua Basi? Lo l'chayiv mamon. Shmuel, what do you think? Oh, so the Beis Halevi says, right? He doesn't understand the Nodeb Yehuda's question. Eid Echad comes l'chiv shvua, l'chiv mamon. And even when an Eid Echad is mechayiv, even when an Eid Echad testifies on his own, fundamentally that's a chiv mamon. How do I know that? Well, Basar Lamedalid. So fundamentally, every Haggadah's Eidus of an Eid Echad is a Chiyav Mamon. Elamai, the Baal Din has a schus, he can pater himself with a Shvua. And if he can't take the Shvua, even for some technical reason, right? So the Chiyav Shvua is Chozer V'Neir. The Chiyav Shvua comes back. The Beis Halevi says, fundamentally, even every Haggadah's Eidus of an Eid Echad is a Chiyav Mamon, just you have a schus to pater yourself with a Shvua. That's a very extreme view of the Chiyav Aegis of an Eid Echad. The Rav said B'Shem Ramosha Salvechik, that there's, you could say this Chiddush of the Beis Halevi in a more moderate sense. It doesn't mean that Eid Echad fundamentally is Mechayev Mamon, just you could pocket yourself with the Shvua. It means that every Aegis of an Eid Echad in Mamonis is always Omeid Litziruf with an Eid Sheni. So it's not that the Eid Echad on his own is Mechayev Mamon. The Eid Echad on his own is Mechayev Shvua. But the nature of Dinei Mamonis, right, is that it's Omeid Litziruf. It's waiting for the next connective link in the chain of Eidos. So therefore, an Eid Echad can never say, I only came L'chiyav Shvua. Because fundamentally, it's true that your Haggadah's Eidos is only effective L'chiyav Shvua if there's no other Eid Sheni. But that's considered incidental if an aid doesn't come.
More incidental than to the case someone testifies a woman has nos, and then they only tend to ask her by law, they didn't need to kill her, when that's much more of a direct result.
I'll just say that's incidental that she's also
a right, so at least over there you have two distinct onshin. You have two distinct consequences of what's happening. Right? It's either there is a consequence of Lasra by law, and there is a consequence of Chiyav Misa. So I could say I only wanted one of the consequences. But if the nature of Haggadah's Aegis by Mamonis is that it's always Omeid Litziruf.
But you didn't want it to be a Mitzvah, you only wanted to give him a Shua, just like you didn't want her to be killed, and we wanted her to be.
Right, so I'm saying clearly he thinks that there's a
there's
more distinction.
Sense to say that it shouldn't work by the Shua, because it's either Shua or Mamon. By there, it's both.
I'll say to the contrary. I would say that since it's either one or the other, so I know that if another aid comes, then I'm being Mechayev Mamon. Not Shvuah even. It's the exclusion of Shvuah. At least when I have two Nafkaminas to what's happening, I could say, oh, I only thought of Nafkamina A, not Nafkamina B. But if I know that in any time the second aid comes, there's only going to be a Chiyav Shvuah, there's only going to be a Chiyav Mamonis, and the Chiyav Shvuah is irrelevant, right? So I can't argue that I came for the Chiyav Shvua, which is going to be batal mavuta the moment another aid comes.
But you're not, if you're lying and making things up, you're not expecting another aid to come. I mean, the whole point is
just to say what your knowledge is.
What do you mean? If you're lying and making things up, wouldn't you assume that there's somebody else out there like you?
But how
in the world who lies and makes things up?
How would they know exactly my lie to come? I don't know, it's a bit.
What?
Isn't this where the filing shot came in?
Right, so my father was explaining that it all depends on how you file the case, right? A Dini Mamonis case is not, Bezin doesn't have two folders, one for Chiyav Shua and one for Chiyav Mamonis. Right? Bezin has one Dini Mamonis file. has Dini Mamon in his file. If there's no second aid, so Nebuch, what can you do? All you can do is Mechayev v'Shvuah. You can't be Mechayev Mamon. But when it comes to cases such as Nus, right? So Bezin has two responsibilities. They have one Din where that's in Mekabel the Eidos to Lasar al Baila, and they have a separate folder where they have for Eidos that's gonna be Mechayev Misa. Because those are two distinct responsibilities of Bezin. When it comes to Mamon, Bezin has one responsibility in this case, Lechayev Mamon. If I only have one aid, then we have to settle it with a Shvuah. Right?
What?
Yeah, so the fact that there's no hazam by mamon, I'll get to in a second. Part of this machlokas between the Beis Halevi and Noda Behuda, right, which again is fundamental to the nature of Eid Echad be mamon is Eid Echad chayv shvuah, is let's say an Eid Echad is made and he lies in his edus. Does he violate the Isra losana b'reacha eid shaker? Right, so this is part of the machlokas between the Beis Halevi and the Noda Behuda. Right, according to Noda Behuda, no. Because there's no real din eidus mamon when it comes to an eid achad. According to the Beis Halevi, fundamentally, the eid achad is mechayev mamon. Technicality that he could pater himself with the shvuah. Okay. You should look at the Gemara in Bava Kamun and Vav, whether an eid achad is chayev when he's made. Right, you could ask Isaac about it. And the Gemara talks about chayev lotzei yidei shemayim. That's the Gemara says, there are certain cases where you're not chayev bidei bezin, but you're chayev bidei shemayim. So one of them, the Gemara says, the case of edim who are made edus sheker. The Gemara says, talking about beis edim, of course they're chayev. They're chayev, well, it's not clear. Are they chayev to pay bidinei adam, or is it pasha that they're chayev to pay bidinei shemayim? But then the Gemara says, no, it's talking about an eid echad. Right, so it's not clear. What's the chayev of an eid echad? What is the chayev of an eid echad bidei shemayim to pay when he is made l'sheker? Whether or not the Eidacha violates Losana Breyacha Eid Shaker. Is this a significant enough shame Eidos that's considered Losana Breyacha Eid Shaker? Or is it just a Zechus that he has to Mechayev Shvuah? It's not even Begeder full Eidos. In Memela, he doesn't violate Losana Breyacha Eid Shaker. Now the Gemara in Shavuos on Daf Lamed Beis, which picks up on this machlokes Rav Nassan and the Chachamim. Sorry, does not. The Gemara has the same similar shaka v'tari, but the Gemara is talking about shvuas eidos. The din by shvuas eidos is if I have an aid and I'm toveya him to come and be made for me in Bezdin, and he says I don't know anything about the case, and it turns out that he's lying. And he takes a shvuah. He has to take a shvuah. You can impose a shvuah se'edus on him. They take a shvuah. They don't know anything about the case. And he takes a shvuah. If it turns out that he lied, he's chayav to bring a karban. Okay. So the Torah basically seems to impose a chiyuv to be made. That's the first din of shvuah se'edus. And the second din is that if he lies and takes a shvuah that he doesn't know any edus, he's chayav to bring a karban. Now the shaila is that din of shvuah se'edos shayich by an eid echad? So by beis eidim, if they take a shvuah, so chayav a karban. What about an eid echad?
What happens to the eidos?
What do you mean?
Meaning that now that we found out he lied, does he not testify?
Well, he said, I don't know any eidos. Okay. Oh, I mean, is he kosher eidos in that case? Question. No. I don't think
he's
so.
If he's niched by Bezdin, then otherwise he can be chosen a magid, which means that he must
keep in
check
it. Shovin
chosen
a
magid,
like
he's
made. He's only chayiv if he can only make. I think it's a shayla. I think we've shown him discuss whether it's mishum kivan shegid shovin chosen a magid. You could have a shvuas abezdin. I think you might have cases chus le bezdin also, no? In front of shluchei bezdin.
Yeah, but only in cases where he cannot be chosen or magid.
Right, there's a chosen or magid where you actually say anything.
I said, right.
The only where you said something.
He made a shvuah the she'ini yodei eidos.
Right.
So the reason why he's chayiv, according to Rishonim,
these are sugyas in shvuah
the
eidos over there.
You can no longer turn around and say, yeah, okay, fine, I'll be made.
These are sugyas in the fourth parak.
Pretty sure.
It's not a question of so, but you would not be able to communicate
afterwards. Seder. So the Gemara has the shaila by Eidachon. So is Neidachon mechayev shvuas eidos or not? He lies. So the Gemara says, well, this is a machlokes. Worked out nicely. Masisin loki haitana. Masisin loki haitana. Ditanya. Mashbiya Eidachon pater. Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon mechayev. So it seems to have machlokes tanoim. Mashbiya Eidachon is ichayev or pater. I thought, very nice. Right? You have Tanoim, we're arguing about this Lomda Shashayla, as Nerechad fundamentally Mechayiv. Mamor is he fundamentally Mechayiv Shvua. Right? Not only that, the Gemara explicitly says that they're arguing about it. Leima Bahaka Mifuki, the Mara Savar Erechad Kiyasa Lishvua, the Kasa, the Mara Savar Erechad Kiyasa Lamorna Kasa. Just look at that, the Gemara says that they're arguing about the Lomdas of an Erechad. Right? So Rashi says, Hayitachin, that they're arguing about the Lomdas of an Erechad. Chas v'shalom. They're arguing about the din of an Eidachad. So what's the machlokas mar savar? So actually, mar savar Eidachad is l'shvua ka'asa. Right? Meaning, an Eidachad is mechayev shvua, like we paskin in Kol Tara Kula. Right, what about the other day? What about Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon, who says that an Eidachad is chayev? So he holds, according to the Gemara, mar savar l'mamona ka'asa. So Rashi says he holds that in Kol Tara Kula, an Eidachad is mechayev mamon. Wild chiddush. From everything we know, an eidachad is mechayev shvua. Rashi is saying, according to this day, the eidachad is actual mechayev mamonis. Mar savar lamona kasa v'darish krahachi. He has a whole novel interpretation of the pasuk. The chalavon, the chalchatas, the hainu lamakos v'onshin hu de'enu kam. Havakamu lamamon. Well, as we're assuming, thinks an eidachad is not mechayev mamonis. So I think the Ritva here points out, if according to this day and Rashi, that all the gemaras in Shas are against this would be opinion of Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. Right, but clearly, right, Rashi doesn't want to say that the man d'amar l'mamon ka'asa holds that it's a fundamental question about, yeah, it's true he's mechayev shvua. The question is, what's the nature of that chiyev shvua? Is that chiyev shvua a chiyev shvua? Or is that really a disguised chiyev mamonis? Right, so Rashi is resistant. But if you look at the Rimi Gash here, Rimi Gash says, that's proof of what they're arguing about. They're arguing about the nature of the chiyuv edus. That's mechayev shvua. Is that a chiyuv edus shel mamonis that just turns out to be only mechayev shvua, or is that fundamentally a lower category of edus? Okay. So according to Rashi, they're arguing about the din. Is it echad mechayev mamon or is it echad mechayev shvua? Big chiddush that goes against everything we know in Kol Tara Kula. According to the Rimi Gash, they're arguing against about the lumdis of whether Eidachot fundamentally is Mechayev Mamonis, which goes against everything we know about Shlach HaVetarias in general. As a joke. Okay? That's the Machlokas in the Gemara. Now the Gemara seems to reject that. And the Gemara says, no, maybe they're arguing about Davra Gorin L'mamon Kim Mamon Dami. But then the Rimi Gash says,
so when I first heard the Rimi Gash, the way he describes the first half of the Mamonos. So I thought he was just saying it's Gorin Mamon, just in a stronger way than the next step of the Gemara. Meaning when the next step of the Gemara.
As I was about to say that he learns Gorin Mamon is just a weaker manifestation of the Havmina.
Fine. So Gorin Mamon is still connected. You want to just say that it's
correct. That's what you're
it is the same, but
right.
It is.
Okay. Right. So the Rimi Gash understands. The Gemara transitions. And the Gemara pivots from understanding the Machlokas as being about Eidachad l'shvua, Eidachad l'mamon, and the Gemara turns into Davragon l'mamon k'mamon dami or not. That's what they're arguing about. My question is, how sharp is that rotation? And how much of an about face did the Gemara take? Okay, now according to Rashi, the Gemara does an absolute about face. And according to Rashi, the Havmin is that you have a man da'amar says that Eidachad mamash mechayim mamon, and maskana is that of course that can't exist. But according to Rimi Gash, they're arguing about the lomdis of Eidachad Mechayev Shvua. So then the Gemara turns out, the Gemara says, oh, they're arguing about Davar Gorin L'mamon K'mamon Dami. And Rimi Gash explains that Machlokas is just essentially a more diluted manifestation of the earlier Machlokas. Right? Rimi Gash explains that Manda Amar Davar Gorin L'mamon K'mamon Dami holds that since an Eidachad could be Mechayev Mamonis under certain circumstances, under certain conditions, So therefore, his Eidos is considered an Eidos Shel Mamon. Put differently, Yesh Lachar, what does the Gemara mean when it says, Zavar Gon Mamon Ke Mamon Dami? Does the Gemara mean that we don't care, everybody agrees that an Eid Echad, that the Eidos Shel Eid Echad is not an Eidos Shel Mamon? The Chiddush is that Le'inyan, Korban, Shavuos Eidos, we don't care about the nature of the Eidos, we care about the Chiyuv that transpires in the end of the day. Since you're causing a chiyuv mamon, so you've affected a chiyuv mamon merely your chayv. It's all result oriented. It's teleological chiyuv. Man damar mamon agren mamon bav ke mamon dami says no, we don't care about the result. We care about the nature of the eidos. But lechuli alma, the nature of the eidos is not eidos mamon. Right? That's how you could have read the davar agren mamon ke mamon dami. Is everybody with me on that? But yeah, so Yish Lachor, when the Gemara says Zavar Gon Mamon Ke Mamon Dami, is the Gemara saying a Chiddush in Hilchos Shavuos Eidos that we don't care about the caliber of the Haggadah? L'chuli Alma, it's not a Haggadah Shel Mamon. The only question is, do we only care about the Totzah of being Mechayiv Mamon? And so even if you have, let's say, a weak Haggadah Eidos that's Mechayiv Mamon, so then we'll be Mechayiv him a Shavuos Eidos and a Korban Eidos. Okay? And the Machlokes is, do I say that he actually was Mechayiv a Totzah of Mamon, or do I say that that's too incidental? Because there are Goyim Mamon, Lav Ke Mamon Dami. We can't pin that responsibility of Mamon on the Eid Echad. That's one view. Or I could say that the question of Dever Goyim Mamon Ke Mamon Dami is Gufa Shaila about how to assess the nature of the Agadas Eidos of the Eid Echad. I mean, it's not a shaila in Hilchos Shavuos Eidos. It's a shaila in the nature of the Haggadah Eidos of Eid Echad. Right? A totzah or a tolda of the Mar Savar L'Mamon Kasi and Mar Savar L'Shavuos Kasi. So Rimi Gash is saying, L'man Damar Matavar Agar L'Mamon K'Mamon Dami. So he holds like the latter interpretation that we just gave. That since an Eid Echad could be Motzi Mamon in certain cases, let's say cases of Mitoch, or cases where the guy doesn't want to take a Shavuah, so therefore, you see that the Haggadah's Eidos of an Eid Echad is Eidos Mamon. Right? It's Miduik in the Lashon of the Rimi Gash. Kivan she'efshar she'yifrosh min ha'shvua nimsa she'eduso Eidos Mamon. Right? The Machlokas is in, B'davar Garen L'Mamon K'Mamon Dami is a Machlokas about the shear of Shem Eidos. Shem Eidos L'Mamon within the Eidos of an Eid Echad. And then they say,
so the reason why they were rejected first, this is when the Rimi Gash describes the first one, the Lamam Kasi, he said that the Gemara was talking about, correctly, the second it could come theoretically. Was Gemara rejecting that and saying that that doesn't indicate a Yuso Eidos Shel Mamon, but this does, the fact that Mitoch and him not wanting to give a Shavuah is Mechayivim? Or is it just adding on potential cases where they have to be Mechayivim Mamon?
Now, for Rimi Gash, what does change?
Yeah, so why is it changing from
so I think the potential nafkamina would have been in let's say if you didn't have cases where an Eid Echad actually was Mechayev Mamon. So then according to the Havmin of the Gemara, so you'd still say Eid Echad ki ka'asi l'shavua ka'asi l'mamon ka'asi because he's omer l'tzirah. So even if an Eid Echad b'fnei atzmo can never be Mechayiv Mamon, he's still Omer L'tzirf, and fundamentally it's a Chiyiv Mamon. It's an Eidos Shel Mamon. Then the Gemara turns around, and the Gemara says, no, we can only hold that because there are instances where an Eid Echad is actually Mechayiv Mamon.
Meaning because the
Shavuah... Because what Rabbi's question is, what changes then between the Havmina that they're arguing about Eid Echad Kiyasu L'Shavuah Kasi Mamon Kasi, and the Maskana where they're arguing about Dabar Gran L'Mamon Ki Mamon Dami? According to which? No, according to Maskana, the Mandamar Davar Gern Mamon Ki Mamon Dami is basically bringing proof from the fact that under certain circumstances, Eid Echad could be Motzi Mamon, that fundamentally his Eidos is Eidos Mamon. And that's how the Rimi Gash is reading the Gemara. So Rabbi's saying, if that's already the case, then what's the difference between saying that and the Mamona Kasi? So I'm saying that the difference is, or the difference would have been, let's say Neid Echad would not have been able to chayiv mamonis. Bechla. What? Yeah, but I'm saying it's a question about how you understand the kviya of the Gemara. Right? So according to the Hamin of the Gemara, even if Neid Echad never would have been chayiv mamonis, the fact that he's fundamentally omid letzir of him with a second aid means that his edus is an edus mamonis. Right? According to the Maskan of the Gemara, no, we can only show that his edus is edus mamon because there are actual cases where Neid Echad has the power lahotzi mamon bifnei atzma. Right? Shmo. Yeah, but that's a different. What do you mean that an Eid Echad? Ram's talking about the kashrus of Eid Echad, which
right,
I'll get to
so
in a second. I mean, if you hold an Eid Echad if you hold that a psul is still kasher for sure, that's true, but the problem is that he would still be Machai Mamon under certain circumstances.
Why?
Right. If you hold that an Eid Echad is mechayev a shvuas mamon,
yeah.
A shvuas Eid Echad. So if a guy is not going to take the shvuas Eid Echad, pashtus, you'd still have mitoch shenoch leshav mishalim.
Right, but would that be considered? That might not be considered mamon. Is it could be the criteria for being considered mamon is only?
I mean, that would still be davar agarim mamon ki mamon dami, but you wouldn't say Eid Echad kiyas la mamon kasa.
Yeah, not necessarily.
Yeah, mekul balai. Like it. Yeah, that'd be a good. Problem is you don't really find shitas that say apostle. There's one Mordechai in Shavuos who seems to hint at it, like that anybody argues on that Rambam. I think I'll look back at it, but I don't remember anybody explicitly saying that an apostle is mechayev Shavuah. Good. So I'll call upon him. The Gemara in Shavuos Lamed Beis has machlokes mamona kasa l'shavuah kasa. Rashi has bam chedesh that an eid echad is going to mamish be mechayev mamon. Rimigash says it's all totally on this nature of the chiyuv of the Eid Echad. It's mechayev fundamentally mamon, and the whole thrust, the whole momentum of an Eid Echad is that he's omed letziruf with an Eid Sheni, and he's like half a chiyuv mamonis already, right? Or do you say no, l'shvua ka'asi, and nothing more? And even the maskana, when the Gemara says they're arguing about davar gerun mamon ki mamon dami, still the Gemara is not arguing about the nature of shvuas eidos as a totza-oriented chiyuv, that, oh, in the end of the day, you're mechayiv mamon, so it's mechayiv yokarban. It's still totally on the nature of the Haggadah's Eidos, right? Just that the nature of the Haggadah's Eidos itself is contingent on whether the Haggadah's Eidos can be mechayiv mamon. Good. So these are two different perspectives on the nature of the Eid Echad. Im kol zeh, the Ramban in Shavuos Lamed Hei quotes the Yushalmi, and in cases of kiblu alai, let's say I'm a kabbal in an Eid Echad kishnayim. I say, Rabbi, you're neman alai kishnayim. Whatever you say goes. Then it turns out that Rabbi was lying. So is he chayiv a shvuas eidos? Right? So Yishalmi says no. Why? Here you have an Eid Echad, a mamin de Eid Echad kishnayim. So he would have been able to hotzi mamon, right? And he would have, and maybe he was motzi mamon. So why should that be any worse than the Eid Echad of Dabra Goyim mamon ke mamon dami? Turns out that he's lying. I'm mamin him kebet shrei. And then he says, I don't know anything about your case. I don't know anything about your case.
It is.
That's true. It is. You're saying, why was I mamon him? Let's say I was. Right? So you have kibu alai kibetrei. So you had the power lahotzi mamon. Right? But then he lies. So why should that be any worse than Neid Echad? So Yishami, the man calls Yishami that you're potter. So, no, that's good for the point. That we don't care about the totzah, that at the end of the day, this person had the power lahotzi mamon. The totzah is irrelevant for inyan shvuas eidos. What's critical is the caliber of his agadas eidos. So an Eid Echad, let's say, who's not always Machayev Mamon, but at least fundamentally the nature of his Eidos is that it's the caliber, it's Chashuv Ke'edos Mamon. So even though he's not Motzi Mamon always, still he's Chayev Shvuas Eidos, because fundamentally the nature of his Eidos is Eidos Mamon. In the case of Kiblu Alai, let's say, where the person had no credibility, let's say he's a Kar over Apostle, but I'm a Kabbalah him Kibbe Trey. So it's true that Kitotzah, he has the power Lahotzi Mamon. But that's not necessarily Machshiv his Eidos, Ke'edos Chashuva, of real Eidos Mamon. Right? That's just a good raya that even if Kitotzah, you're Motzi Mamon, we don't care about the Totzah. We care about the nature and the chashivas of your actual Haggadah Eidos.
This is for
who? This is the Ramban according to Yerushalmi.
And are we saying this line is more with Rashi or Migash?
This works out nicely with the Migash. We don't care about the Totzah B'cha, it's all about the nature of the aid. Kevin, you're good?
Well, the case of Kibbul Alai is where...
See, I knew you had a question even though you didn't raise your hand.
Very impressive. The case of Kibbul Alai is where I tell any person that was present with the
Kar of Apostle.
The Kar of Apostle, yeah.
Again, one getting into the nature of Kibbul Alai, you could have argued that Kibbul Alai also might make his Eidos Chashuv. It's not clear what Kibbul Alai itself does. Right. Good. So we have another makor, our fifth makor over here. The first time we had the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha and the Chachamim. We had the Gemara in Makos Tachva ben Nimzach ben Karu Pasul. Then we had the Gemara Sanhedrin about Shomim Dar v'Shal Zeh Shalob v'Nezeh and the base of Levi and Nod v'Yehuda. Then we have the Gemara in Shavuos Lamed Beis about Shavuos Eidos. Then you just have another interesting makar about the nature of Eidacha, and that's the Rambam that Shmuel mentioned. The Rambam in Eidos Hei Gimel says that you only could use an Eid Kosher L'chayiv Shavua. In general, when we talk about Eidos Eidacha, like an Isurim or Eidacha Misas Habal, so an Isha and Apostle also work. Chutz me'edachot shel shvua she'ein mechayv en shvua ala be'edus kasha haroi letztarif im acher v'yischayv zeh anishpa mamon apiv. Ram invents a new din. In order to be considered an eid kasher l'chayv shvua, you have to be roi letzirof im eid acher lehotzi mamon. So one chiddush is a din, that you have to be an eid kasher. B, the way the Ram understands the din is that the makar is that you always have to be roi litzira. You always have to be roi lahotzi mamon with an aid sheni. So clearly the Ram understands that the whole momentum of an aid achad is that he's omid litzira l'chayim mamon. That's the essence of an aid achad. And the moment that you're not omid litzira with an aid sheni, memela you're not going to be kosher even l'chayim shvua. So it seems for the Rambam, again, that the nature of an aid achad is that he's the caliber of his Eidos is that he's Machayev Mamon. It's Eidos Shel Mamon. And that's why the Eidos always has to be Roy Litziruf Lahotzi Mamon. The Nosekei on the Kesef Mishnah here says, I don't know where the Ram got this din from. How did he know this? Mechatesi that he always has to be Omeid Litziruf and Meid Sheini. If you look at the Smag, so the Smag says, oh yeah, I know where the Ram got it from. Kol Makom Sheshnayim Mishnayim Machayev in Mamon Yerachat Machayev Shvua. Right, so Smag understands that this analogy in the Gemara of Kol Makom Shebeis Eidim Mechayv Mamon Erechem Mechayv Shvua is a fundamental characterization of the nature of the Eidos of the Eid Achad. What? It's a Smag in the Sefer Mitzvos Gadol. I don't remember which one it is. Gabi.
Sounds like the Rambam he's going like the Rimagash in the first Havamina, which was rejected. Why doesn't he say like the second Havamina? In other words, I was kind of sorry. Why doesn't he say that you don't need the ability to combine with another aid? An aid Achad is fine because it can always be Machayev Mamon.
Yeah, but the Ram here is talking about a different halacha. The Ram's talking about how do I know? The Ram's saying that the aid always has to be kosher. Has to be kosher.
Yeah.
Ram's saying, how do I know? Kol Makom She'aid Achad Ma'al Yishavah. In general, an aid puzzle works when an aid Achad works. Chutz me'eid achad. So the Gemara in Shavuos is talking about Shavuos eid achad. Ram is talking about an eid achad, that the eid achad has to be a kasher l'hayed be'edus mamonis. So it's a new halacha. a new halacha, and the Rambam makes up this makar. Right? So clearly, just the Rambam, it comes from the Rambam's understanding, maybe of that gemara even, that fundamentally an eid echad is really a gorim lemamon, or his eid echad is kam lemamon. That's the chiddush of the Rambam, and that's the smag in the Sefer Mitzvah Skadal over there. Ayin Shom and the smag. Last and not least in the sugya of eid echad, we have machlokes to the ktos and the sivas. How do we know that an eid echad is not able to hotzi mamon? So the ktos seems to say that it's exer sakosif, that he's not motzi mamon. So my father said, yesh lachbar here b'divri ha-ktos. The ktos saying that there's exer sakosif, that the eid echad doesn't have a din mam, doesn't have a shame eidos. The ktos. The exer sakosif, the eid echad is not mechayim mamon. Isaac, it's in the ktos ha-choshan. So are we saying that it's exer sakosif, that the eid echad doesn't have a shame eidos, and the Melech is not able to hotzi mamon? Or is it the exact opposite? Is the Ktos saying that the Eid Echad Avada, like the Rimigash and the Rambam, has Omer Litzdari from Eid Sheni, and fundamentally has a shame Eidus Chashuva Kimamon? Is it Gzeres HaKosov that Afa Pichein? You can't be motzi mamon al piv. So it's not clear which way. Is the Gzeres HaKosov telling us we have to reassess the character of the Eidus of Eid Echad, that it's not really Eidus? Or is the Gzeres HaKosov saying, despite the fact that he's Eidus, is considered Eidus Mal Yasa, Afal Pichein, you can't be Motzi Mamon Al Piv? And the Nesivus argues and says, no, it's not. You don't need a Gzeres HaKosov to tell you that, because Eid Echad is always Eidus Bididami. And it's always, there's always an element of, oh, it seemed to me, right? It's an Eidus Umdina. He doesn't really know the facts. So we also said again, Yesh Lachgar and the Nesivus. Is the Nesivus saying that fundamentally it has a shame Eidus, just since it's bididami, so we can't always rely on it? It's like it has to be taken with a grain of salt. Or no, is the Nesiva saying that it doesn't even have a status of Eidus Bechlal, because normal Eidus always has certitude? Since the nature of an Eidus, Eid Echad, is bididami, the Mela doesn't have a shame Eidus Lechatchila. Okay, so those are the backs, that's the Shakavitari of the Shaila of Eid Echad Kam Lishvo, Eid Echad Kam Limamon. Okay, so I'll spend 15 minutes now going over the sugya of Heilach. I think we're in the middle of the sugya, so I'm just gonna go over the introduction to the topic. What? Heilach. Yes. Complicated. Very complicated. The beginning of sugyas tend to be. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia quotes Machlokas here whether Heilach is Chayiv, whether Heilach is Pater. Okay, so what is Heilach? The Tavea says you owe me $100, I say I owe you $50 of Heilach. What does Heilach mean? Machlokas. What's the Machlokas?
First of all,
I don't know, but what does the word mean?
Oh.
The word.
No.
As I said, I thought you knew something I didn't. He's like, oh, I'm Machlokas. What?
Hey, give it a laugh.
Oh, yeah?
Like, here it is, just go.
Oh, hey, give it, as in English.
No.
Like, hey, give it.
Like,
what is... The Rambam in Hilchos Chayim Nitzan quotes it as halacha. This is yours. Halacha. So mikan, you have a riot for yeshivish pronunciations, that if it's spelled halacha, you should pronounce it halacha. Over there. It's mevur that way in the Gemara. It's mevur Shem Rambam. So the Gemara says Halach. So Pasha means Halacha or something like that. Take it. Right? Or hey, take it. Halacha. So the Shaila is, that seems to pater you from Modeh B'Mikzas. Okay? I say you owe me the Tobeah says you owe me $100, the Nitzvah says I owe you $50, take it. So we have Machogas here between Abchia and Abshashas, whether Halach is Chayv or whether Halach is pater. So what are they arguing about? So first of all, the first shaila is, let's talk within Rav Sheshes for a second, because Rav Sheshes seems to be the Kiddush. Normally that seems to be a classic case of Modeh Mikzas. I say, true, I owe you $50. Here it is. So Rav Sheshes says you're Pater. Why in the world would you be Pater? So just Yesh Lachgar in terms of the structure. Are we saying that this is not Begeder Modeh B'Mikzas anymore? And in Mela there's no Mechayiv? Or are we saying that this is Modeh B'Mikzas, but it's a special Modeh B'Mikzas with a Ptur? Okay? the Sheesh Lach Gur is in the structure of what's happening in the Gemara. Okay, moreover, let's say, why would Halach be any different? Right, Lemaisa, why would he be Potter for a case of Halach? So the Balamor that we saw in Shir, so explains the Machlokas is the command de para or command de nakat lu dami or not. Rav Sheshes holds that, when I say Halach, even though there's no Maisa Kinyan, that's already considered a hachzara le'inyan this din. And Rav Chi argues, not enough that you said take it. Mashma, that l'kuli alma, if I actually took money from my hand and put it into his hand, I would be potter. And so according to the Balamor, it seems like the machlokes is just about, does halach work ke piron or lav ke piron? But if there actually was a maisa piron before, well, everybody would admit that halach is potter. And if you look at the Pnei Yeshua, here's Medaik, and actually he says it's Mefurish. Im kain have the kofar bakol gomer vafilu mash inkin kshanitva nosin lahatovea bifnei bezdin. If you actually have a maisa piron bifnei bezdin, if you actually have a maisa piron, so even a pchia would admit that you're potter. This is the Pnei Yeshua. We didn't mention the shita and shir, but I'm saying the concept we mentioned in shir. At a point about more, they're arguing whether or not halach is kipirua dami. If you actually have a piron, then everybody agree that you're potter. Just to contrast that, if you look at the Rambam in Parak Aleph of Hilchos Tamei B'Nitan, okay, so it's clear, the Rambam is somewhat clear that the machlokes of Halach is even in the case of Nasan Biyado, even in the case where you actually have a real piron. So, Korchach, according to the Rambam, you can't say that the machlokes is about whether Halach is Kepiru Adami, because even when you have a real piron, you have a machlokes. Okay, look at the Rambam in Tamei B'Nitan Aleph Gimel. Ram passes like a Sheshes, at least for the notes they can't understand. And the Ram explains the case of Halach as a case where you actually have a Piron. So according to Ram, it's not a machlokas whether Halach is Kepiru Adami or not Kepiru Adami. That element is irrelevant. The Rambam. Tawain Aleph Gimel. So what's going on? What's the svara? Why should halach be potter? Bein according to the Baal Amor, bein la Rambam. Why should halach be an exception to modeh v'miktzatz? So here you could offer, or we mentioned that we threw out one of, I think, five suggestions as to why halach will be potter. Either that's too many or too few. One of five suggestions. So one of them is that maybe there's no taina in the case of halach. Part of the hagdara of a taina and toin v'nitan is that you acknowledge my taina. So if I say, Kevin, you owe me $100, and you say, take 50, it's yours, and you give it to me, so there's no shame taina there. There's no shame tviya. His piron, in a certain sense, preempted my tviya. It's not a response, oh yeah, I'm chayiv to you, and now bezin has to do a maisa bezin al piv. You readily paid up. It's almost like a hischaivus, regardless of your actual tviya. Okay, so we're going to explain this further, but just in terms of the shita, so Meiri actually seems to suggest such an option. So Meiri here on page 12 in this edition, it says, Harei hein kemisha bo liyado, ve'einam bichlal hataina, ve'nimsa she'ein hataina ela b'chamishim. In a case where he's tovei 100 and you give him 50, right? So what you give him is not bichlal his taina. Right, his taina is only what's disputed. We mentioned a very similar suggestion in Shir when we were discussing Shtei Kasef. Right, that the taina has to be Shtei Kasef. Right, Mechokas Nagmala, where it's the taina or the kfira. By definition, so this is a little different because it's not about a kfira, but by definition, if I already pay up to the taina at that second, so I'm not machshir the taina b'chal. So the taina is not enough to mechayev shvuah. That's one suggestion. When you pay up, there's no taina. Yeah, I mean, in a you know, in a conversational way, he's responding to it. Halachically, the taina doesn't register.
Because it's
halach. Is that a claim? If I say you owe me $100, and you're like, these are yours. Right. So the claim never gets acknowledged.
It doesn't register at all, or it only registers on the other half.
But on the other half, it registers because that's disputed.
No, but now is it like a case of 100 against?
No, it's not a case of 100.
No, but it's a case of kofar against the 100, right?
I mean, because you're... No, but you're not being kofar 100.
Okay, yeah, you are being kofar 100.
No, because the way you'd explain is that the shem taina now is only chal on chamishim. And that chamishim is a kofar bakol. Yeah. Right. But you can't say it's a... I won't say it's a kofar bakol on the 100. Okay, but in terms of for the Meiri, though, it's that the taina never registers. What? On the rest. What do you do about the other chamishim that he's towing? He's taina of chamishim that you acknowledge. That you deny. He says, you owe me 100. I say, hey, look, I'm 50. 50 is still there. I don't think you have to split up the tainas. He's just saying all that's left. It's not a din in splitting it up. Except there's no taina on 50. There's only a taina on the other 50. Right. You seem to have reservations. You should check it out. It's in the Meiri. Based on Bechira. So that's one possible suggestion. The Ktos also has a suggestion at some point.
This would be assuming that the Mechayev Mole Mixas is Taina Chashuva. That's not necessarily true, no?
So maybe it's not assuming that the Mechayev is Taina Chashuva. All it has to assume is that you need a Taina.
That is an assumption.
What? Yeah, so you need a Taina. So here there's no Taina B'chal on 50 because I already preempted it. Forget about Taina Chashuva. It may be easier to say if you hold Taina Chashuva. If you hold Taina Chashuva, so I'll say this is a Taina, it's not a Taina Chashuva. But the Meiri is saying something sharper. He's saying it's not a Taina. Right?
Yeah.
You understand the difference?
Yeah.
Another possibility, and this is suggested by the Meiri, and here you have to get into the Mechayev of Modern Mikzas, is that the Mechayev of Modern Mikzas is Iruma Kamarim. That we're afraid that he's just trying to stall for time. Ishtamute kamishtamit. Right, he's saying, yeah, really, were you afraid? If kofar bakol, then we have a chazaka and a demez panuf nebachovo. Modiv mitzas, we have no such chazaka. So the Meiri says, maybe what happens over here is that when he pays off half, so we know for sure there's no ishtamute kam ishtame.
Well, that's the whole point. We have to pay.
Yeah, why not?
So that's what you could... So you could clearly object to that, and there are people who seem to say that there is a shtamut kam shtamit. But I was sitting in Seder this morning, and Avigdor read the Meiri, and he said that it's Pasha.
Attacking him when he's not here.
What? Right? This is my Shaya Kachaya. Isaac? He said it was Pasha. Right, so I said, well, what do you mean? You only have half. Ain l'chosh shtamut kam shtamit gdola mizu. He said, no, it can't be. So ask Avigdor why. You have to speak to him about this story.
We were going into the psychological analysis of the person. The person who's willing to pay immediately half on the spot is clearly not a person who's stalling for time and trying to get more money together to eventually pay.
So you're defending Avigdor?
Yeah. I think that's where
aren't you Nogea Bedover? Because you're
I suggested that you're... No. We're talking Nogea Bedover because I suggested that story before.
Okay. So you could see that, right? Somebody who's paying up on the spot, you know, in Lacha, clearly he's an honest guy. Right?
It's not the mentality of somebody stalling for time to get
right.
Money.
I like that Svara. I wouldn't argue that it's Pasha, but I like the Svara. Right? Yeah, so you hear the Svara. So according to the Meiri, according to the first day in the Meiri, there's no Taina. According to the second day in the Meiri, okay, there is a Taina, just we have an umdina demuchach that there's no ishtamute kamishtame. Let me just point out further that the difference in these 2 days is not just in the Hezber. The difference is whether we're bechlal dealing with the modiv mikzas over here. According to the first day in the Meiri, there's no modiv mikzas because there's no taina on the first chamshin. According to the second day in the Meiri, there's a modiv mikzas, just a modiv mikzas b'ptur. It's a modiv mikzas, just we have an umdina demuchach that is not ishtamute kamishtame. And since the Mechayev of the Shvul Modi Mikas in general is the Shtamut HaKamishtame, over here you don't have that. It's a case of Modi Mikas, though. Right, it gets files in case of the business mode of mixas, but it's a mode of mixas piptur. So let me give you many examples. The Gemara in Shavuos talks about cases of Tano, Chitin, Vahot, Lobis, Sorin. I say you owe me $100 of wheat, I say I owe you $50 of barley. That's a mode of mixas. But you're not chayef. You need Hoda, Mimina, Taina. Right, so those are cases of mode of mixas piptur. So the Meir is saying that this registers in that category. If you look at the Rambam in Aleph Gimel of Toim V'Nitan, the Rambam quotes the din of Heloch next to the case of Ta'an Ochit and Vahodol Besorin. And the Rambam also clearly understands that's the mode of Mikzas Piptur. But we'll get to that later in Shir, hopefully. Third Svara. Rashi on... What? Second one is that there's no Ishtamute Kamishtame. Third Svara, for why Heloch should be Pater. Rashi on Gimel and Bis. Yes, yeah, Gabi.
Tosos also say?
Ham and base. Okay, that's also saying that whether we hold a Vishtamute is going to be a function of what we say by Heloch, no? I'm not sure. We'll look at this Tosos later. Fuck it out. On top? Yeah, I see over here. Given the Shai Chokh, Vishtamute, Kamishtame. Vishtamute, Tema, Tos says Tema. Gam mandamar hela chayev amayev starich kra. Right? Jeba, you think it's a Tema?
No.
No. Once that Jeba comes over with a question, he says Tos over here says this and this. But why don't we say? And the next line Tos says Ein lahakshos. I said Tos says Ein lahakshos, and you go ahead and you ask.
Someone else said that, and I
didn't mention it. Tema, okay. Well, look at this Tosfos a little bit, because I just want to finish the different Mechayim here. So Rashi on Heim and Beis, just if in Dibra Maschil, Rashi on Dalarim and Beis, sorry. Rashi on Dalarim and Beis, Dibra Maschil, Ihochi, abbreviated Aleph He, here in the thing. So in the last line of Rashi, he says, Lo Havi Hoda, Mishum Heloch. So it seems like Rashi is saying that there's no hodah in a case of halach. Has the Meiri's mechadesh that if you preempt the tashlumin, there's no shame taina. Rashi here seems to be saying that there's no shame hodah. If you say you're chayiv and I say yeah I'm chayiv, then there's a hodah. But if he says you're chayiv and I give him the most, so I'm not being modeh to what he's saying. I preempted it with a tashlumin. Right, so maybe the sort of Heloch is that there's no Hodah Bechlau. And since there's no Hodah, there's no Chiyam Bo'idah B'miktsas. What? So you could have said that. But then you should say Heloch is Chai. Maybe that's what Reb Chiyah says. Okay, and then there's a fourth suggestion, which we've been advancing, is that formally what it does is it splits up the two cases. Right? When I have a Tashlumen B'miktsas, so I've solved that case. We've closed the books on it. So now what's left becomes its own court case. Right? So there's no tziruf between the tashlumin case and the kfira case. So it's a moda bakol. It's a moda b'chol ataina case closed. And a kfira b'chol ataina case closed, because that's a kofar bakol. Right? So the significance of halach is that formally it has the ability to break up the case into two different case of tashlumin and one we close the door on it, and what's left is a kofar bakol. I just saw something very interesting. Amar Malcolm quoted in one of these. What? So we said this in the Mugi Yosef. The Mugi Yosef has something in that regard. He has something that hints at that. It wasn't so as sharp as I thought it would be, but the Mugi Yosef here in the Mugi Yosef says. Okay, say on Beis Amud Aleph in the Rif. I assume that's what we're referring to. He says, "Avav Milva, Kamisha Nasan Lo Kvar Dami Ve'Ein Kan Mode B'Miktsas." I just don't think, I didn't think that was so significant, but that seems to be what he's, what how he's explaining the case. It splits, formally it splits up the cases into two. So some interesting quote of the Rabbah, Gal Torah apparently, in Shmos Chafei. So he's medayik in the Pasuk. Asher yomar ki huzev, lo asher yaseh. It's a nice, it's like kasher zaman v'lo kasher asa. So asher yomar ki huzev, he's chayv in modem mitzas. But if you're ose al pi ki huzev, he's not chayv in modem mitzas. So Ayin Shom in the Rabbah, he has a... So in the end of the day, we have five different svaras here why there shouldn't be modem mitzas. What? Rabbah's the five.
Okay.
Alright, so one of them is that there's no taina here, like the Miri seems to say. Then the Yish Mefarshim that there is a taina and there is a hodah, just there's an umzunat, there's no ishtamute kam ishtamate, taking Rabbi's svara. Rashi, Anam and Beis, says there's no hodah in the case of Halach. Right, that's like the opposite of the Miri. Miri says there's no taina, he says there's no hodah. The Mukhe Yosef that we quoted in Shir seems to say that formally the Tashlumen breaks it up. You have one Kofar Bakol that's open, and then you have the Tashlumen, which is a Modeh Bakol, case closed. Then we have the Rabbah, which has an interesting Asher Yomar Ki Yosef V'lo Asher Yasef. So then, when we get into the actual Dinim of Halach, so the Rishonim debate what constitutes, what entities constitute Halach. When can you say Halach?
Can
you say
like a fifth one, perhaps?
In Shir? In Shir, we had a fifth one? All right.
No, that we were talking about whether or not it would be a
Taina Chashuva,
that whole argument.
Oh, Taina Chashuva. Like Gabi was just saying.
Right.
Right, so maybe that's very similar to the Miri. The Miri saying there's no Taina. They're saying, oh, there's no, it's not a Taina Chashuva, because they're not Machsha the Taina. In this case, that would be like a, yeah, that's a,
it's like a 2B.
Yeah. Or we can make it a subcategory of the Rabbag, right? Because Lo Asher Yaseh, because Taina Chashuva has to be a Maisa. Maybe. That put it as a 2B. Which? The Rabbag or the Miri?
The Miri and 2B. Because the Miri, you're saying, is not what the Mitzvah says. That is what the Mitzvah says.
One more time?
You're saying that the Miri mode is not a modem mitzvah because there's no taina. You're saying that it is modem mitzvah, but there's no chayav modem mitzvah because there's no taina chashuva.
But it is a case of modem mitzvah. So it shouldn't be 2B then.
I guess
not. So we're up to 6.
5B.
We have six different svaras.
Should be 2.
Should be 1B.
You think they're saying the same thing? Good. We have machloksim now in the Rishonim as to what constitutes a case of halach. The conventional, seems like everybody agrees, that in a pikadon, if I say, halach, this is your pikadon, then it's a case of halach. What? No, it seems like you have to say halach. If you don't say halach, that's not enough. No, let's say you say I have it, but you don't say halach, that seems like that's not sufficient. It seems like you actually have to say halach, like relinquishing your control. So why does everybody agree by pikadon? Because we have this called hecha di isa b'rshusei demara isa. Right? So when I have your car on loan, right, the car is registered in your name. So it happens to be that it's in my rishus, right? But the fact that it's in my rishus is not consequential to the bailus of the chayfetz. So I say, take it back, it's yours. Right? Any tickets from Kanda Lahaba are already your responsibility. Okay? That's why you say, kol hecha d'isa b'shusei d'mara isa. Now, even within that tzada, pikadon, you have machlokas in the rishonim, does it have to be mizuman biyado? Let's say I park the car down at Engel parking, and I say halach. Right, so I might say that pikadon, I could say halach dafka when it's parked in my driveway. I have immediate access to it. But if it's parked at Engel parking and it's like kaima ba'agam, right? And, or if it's ba'agam and kol shekein Engel parking, right? So then I might not be able to say halach. Okay. That's a machlokas rishonim. Whether even everybody agrees that pikadon, you could say halach, because kol echad isa b'shusei demari isa. The question is, if I don't have full shlita over the chayfetz and it's already out of my control, right? So that might be an ikav in saying halach. So machlokas rishonim, what happens in a case of agam? There's also different formulations in the rishonim. Some rishonim formulate it as it not being in your rishus, which is the way I think the Ran has it, and the Meiri has it about you having access, immediate access to it. So, for example, you have an afkamina if it's parked let's say, right on the sidewalk in front of the building right here. So I might have immediate access to it, but it's still not in my rishos.
Is there
the nitva.
No,
it's Meiri. Oh, Meiri says it's all about access. Dafka kol shehi b'makom she'im yirtze hala lomar havieu li lo yehe shum davar ma'akev. Hakol sheish ikuv b'haba aso in zehelach. Alright, so Meiri defines it as ikuv and you're bringing it. The other Rishonim talk about it in terms of kaima ba'agam, that it's not in your Rishos. Okay? Compare the Ran to the Meiri here. Then Milve, you have a huge machlokas Rishonim over here. Rashi seems to say that in Milve, kodem shehotzio, you could say Helach. Okay, Rashi is extending the din of Helach to Milve kodem shehotzio. Why would he extend it to Milve Dafke Kodem Shehotzio? So it could be a Chiddush in... Now, the point on Shir is that Milve is the exact opposite of Pikadon. Right? The watchword of Pikadon is Kol Heichad Issa B'Shusei Demar Issa. It's registered in your name. The characteristic of a Milve is Milve Lotzonin. I'm never getting those dollar bills back. It's yours to spend. You owe me money. I put money in the bank. I don't expect the bank to give me back the checks I put in. Right, whatever they owe me, it's on credit. It's an obligation between the bank and myself. It's never about the actual chefza that's deposited in the ATM machine. Right, so they're almost opposites. One of them is all about the chefza. It's all about the car that I gave you, give me back my car. And the other one is all about the personal obligation, nothing to do with the actual mouse. Right, so I might say that the moment I put money in the ATM machine, so now the bank has a shiba that they have to pay me back. Right? The bank can never say, oh, the transaction wasn't valid, and they'll pull out those same bills 10 years later and give them back to me. It's a personal shibud. Right? So milve, and so that's why, so I might be able to say heilach and say it's yours automatically, when you already retain a certain bailos over the chefetz, kolei chadisa. But by milve lo tzanina, by definition, it's to be spent. So it could be that Rashi, or Rashi's saying here, is a chiddush in hilchos milve lo tzanina, v'amed var mamurim, that milvez lotza nitna, once I spend it, then I'm kona the mos lotza, but before I spend it, so the mos have a din of a pikadon. Now this may be Rashi l'shitaso in Kedushin Mem Zayin, where Achornim point out that Rashi has a chiddush in how he defines milvez lotza nitna. Rashi says that according to my number, milvez lav lotza nitna, I would actually have to keep the mos be'en. I'd always have to have access to the actual mos to return. Right? So that's a big chiddush in defining milve lav lehotzan. You know, right? It means that it's mamish like a pikadon. The shaila then is, what does mind amar lehotzan in hold? That I have a rishus to use the mos, but fundamentally they still belong to the original mafkid. Right? It shifts the whole notion of milvah lotzah back in favor of kol heichad issa b'shusei demar issa. So it seems like Rashi here is saying, at least before I spend it, maybe the mos have a din of a pikadon. The way we explain the Rashi here, in light of the Gra's comment, is that Rashi is not saying a chiddush in milvah lotzah ninna, that it has a din pikadon kodem shotziyam. Rashi is saying a chiddush in heilach, that even though milvah lotzah ninna and the bailam retains no bailos over the chefetz, the malva retains no bailos, Afapichin Helach is all about just like relinquishing your rights to the object. So even though it doesn't really belong to the Malva right now, it's a Chiddush in Helach that even with such a weak Hakna, we could still say Helach. Okay, we didn't explain exactly what they would be arguing about. But according to the way we explained the Gra's comments, Rashi is saying a Chiddush in Helach that even under weak circumstances will say Helach, not a Chiddush in Milvah Hotzan, that it has a din of a pikadon. B'chlal, we pointed out that in milvah lotzah nitna, you have a range of understandings. The Gemara in Kedushin, and the Ram Paskin is this way, seems to say mekadesh b'milvah ena mekudeshes. That's the Gemara in the beginning of the Masechta. So if you give a loan to a woman, and then you say, keep the money and I'll marry you, so the Kedushin is not chal. Why is the Kedushin not chal? So you could say it's a din miyuchad in Kedushin, that by Kedushin, you need an added hana, b'shas nesina. So since she already has the money in her rishos, there's no added hana b'shas nesina. Maybe the loan doesn't do anything like any kedusha. Or you could say more fundamentally, Tehlinyan Kiddushin, you need a Kesef, you need a Kinyan. You need Kesef. And since fundamentally she has a Kinyan on the Mos already, so there's no new Kinyan that's effective Bishas HaKiddushin. Why? Because Milvalot's on it now. She already has Bailos on it. So I'm Mochal on the Hava, so there's no new Kinyan. It's just a Siluk of Maiz Chus to be Tovei the Mos. Problem is that the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira paskins that I could be kone metaltlin with Mechila Sachov. So how could you say that there's no kinyan, there's no kesef, there's no kinyan kesef b'shas Mechila because of Mevlot Zanin, if you're also going to paskin that you could be kone metaltlin like the Mechila Sachov? That seems to indicate that there is a kinyan b'shas. So the truth is, for the Rambam, it's all a bit of a boich kasha, because the Rambam himself has explained by it's meduik in the Rambam, and the Achronim points out that by kiddushin it's a special din that it doesn't work for the Rambam because you need kesef shel hana b'shas ma'isa. There's a din in kiddushin; she has to be nene from the Mos when you give it to her. If she already has it by hava, she's not being nene. But by Mos, by mitalton, where you don't need that requirement, you don't need hana, so the mechilas achov will work. That's one way. That's how the Avni Miluah wants to answer the Kasha. The Rav, though, for some reason, didn't want to say this whole pshat about Kesef Shalhana. He wanted to say that in Kiddushin, you're lacking the fundamental Kinyan of Kesef. Aye, so how come by Metaltalin, the Mechila works as a Kinyan? According to the Rambam. So the Rav said like this. When we say Milvala Hotza Nitna, and that the Lova has full Bailus over the Mos during the interim, so Yesh Lachkar, what do we mean? When it comes to Kinyan Kesef and Mos, the Rav wants to mechalak between two different aspects. So one of them is what they call, either what the Rav wants to call Mos, and one of them is Kesef. What the other Achronim want to call is Kesef Kinyan and Kesef Piron. I mean, no. Right. But she doesn't have a davar kayim lehanos. The Rambam's lashon is you need like a davar kayim lehanos b'me'ata. You need something in existence to be nana, right? But according to the Rav didn't want to say this whole hasbara. So Rav wanted to say there's a fundamental difference between the kinyan kesef that's needed to affect the kiddushin and the kinyan mos that's needed to be kone metaltlin. In order to be kone metaltlin, all you need is value. So when I'm mochel chov, so avada there's value, right? I gave you a present that's valued at $200. Good, I'm mochel on it. But is there actual kinyan kesef be'en? Is there a matzbeah? Is there something that could affect a kinyan kesef? There's value, but there's no kesef, right? So when you pay in a credit card, right? So maybe there's mos, values changed hands. Right, but there's no tzura sekasef. There's nothing to affect the kinyan. So the Rav wants to say, le'inyan kiddushin, where you need a real maisa kinyan to create the ishos. So maisa kinyan is not going to be created all your day, value. The Rav says, the Rambam only quotes the halacha of mechilas hachov, that a milveh could be kone dvarim be'en. Ram only quotes it by metaltlin, not by karkos. Why? Because by karkos, you need a real maisa kinyan to own the karkos. But by metaltlin, where it's not a din in kinyan kasef, it's a din in dvar Torah mos konos. It's all about value. So then mechilas achov could work. So the Rav's kiddush is based off two premises. A, kasef in general has two dinim: a din of a kinyan kasef that creates formal kinyanim. B, a din of value. That's kiddush A. Kiddush B is that metaltalin are nikne al yidei value. There's no formal maisa kinyan that's needed. Kiddushin and karka need a real maisa kinyan. That's what the Rav is saying, that milvalot zanina gets rid of the formal shame kasef to effect kinyanim of ishus and karkos. But of adu, there's still value there when you're mochel. Okay? That's the kiddush of the Rav and how he wants to explain mekadesh b'milva and being kone. Now you have another interesting machlokas about milva. The Baal Mor in Daf Lamed in Bava Kama Well, the Gemara there at Lamed Vav, I think, actually. Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav in Bava Kamma, the Gemara talks about Shnei Dvarim Einam Bish, talks about Gezav Lo Nesi Yashu Abaylim. Somebody steals Kodem Yish. So the Gemara says, Zevizei Einam Michom Laktisho. Both the Ganav and the Nignav can't be Maktisho. Why not? Zesh Einu Shalom, Zesh Einu Bershuso. The question is, what puts it back into the in the person's Rishus such that he can be Maktisho? The Baal Mar says, even Dvarim Ba'alma, I steal from Isaac. Isaac says, you stole from me. I say, yeah, it's yours. Take it back. So my Amira alone, my acquiescence, my willingness to comply, is enough to say that Isaac is now the Baalim and he can be Maktisho. And Baal Mar says, not only is that the case by Gzela, that's also the case by Milva. So if I have a Milva from Isaac and I say, take it back, I'm happy to give it back to you, Isaac already can be Maktish the most. What? Yes, we had this last semester. We had this by the Ramban. Yeah. Right? The way the Ktsos and Rishid Beis, I think, wanted to explain the Ramban. Yeah. Right? So we had this exact Baal Mar in the Ramban. Correct. So so the Ramban says, so the Baal Mar says, Hu Adin by Milva. Once I say take it back, you can already be Maktish it. That's a big chiddush. Ramban says, not only do I disagree with you when it comes to gzela, that when the ganav says take it back, you can't be maktish it, you actually need a maisa kinyan for him to put it back in your rishos. Says, I disagree with you by milva. And of course, the milva actually needs a maisa kinyan because milva lo tzanin. No. I have to put it back into your rishos in order for you to be kona. How can I just say take it back? Right, so clearly you have this machlokas about how to understand milva lo tzanin. How far removed is it from kinyanin?
Yes. When the Baal Mar says it includes milva, is he referring specifically to an item, or he was saying mala salsa?
I think he means mala salsa. Ah, you're reading of the Gra?
No, the Baal Mar,
everyone's
reading of the
Gra. I don't know. Right?
So you're Makadish Kesef?
Yeah, Makadish with. Oh, you're Makdish? Yeah, you can Makdish Kesef. Hektish, I mean.
Right.
Yeah, give him that. Why not? So, Malos Eilu or Le Bedeka
Bayit. There's no Malos Eilu. You don't know what money he's giving to you.
Actually, that money, which you owe me, is going to be Hektish. Right? So, clearly, you have this Machlokas on Milva Lotzon. You have a similar, we said, my father said, you had a parallel Machlokas when it comes to Harsha. What's a Harsha? So, Harsha is, let's say, in order for me to be Govel, let's say, from Shmuel. Shmuel owes me money. So, if I send Isaac as my, you know, my consigliere to go bring out the money from Shmuel. And so Shmuel's intimidated. Doesn't want to end up with the fishies. Right? So he tells Isaac, he says, La bal dvaram didiyat. Right? I don't owe you any money. I owe Itamar money. Right? So in a milveh, because the nature of the chov is always personal, I owe you money. It's never about an object. So even if I send Isaac, so Shmuel could say, La bal dvaram didiyat, I don't even know who you are. So what about it? So now we have this chiddush of Harsha, that I could authorize, I could give power of attorney to Isaac through a Harsha, that now he has the power to collect from Shmuel, and Shmuel doesn't have the ability to say, La bal dvaram didiyat. So part of the question is what's the nature of the Harsha? So a lot of people say that Harsha can't be a Kenyan.
Is
that
Hashem a star?
Yeah, I think it's a star. So, Mitzvah, what is that? Is that a kind of a Kenyan? Where I'm makne the rights over to Isaac? Right? Or do you say it can't be a Kenyan? Because how could you ever have a Kenyan on the Milva? Now, the money's not in my Rishos, Milva lo tzanin. It's in Shmuel's Rishos. How could I be makne over the rights to Isaac? Right. So again, so you have this whole discussion when it comes to Harsha, right? Because of the nature of Milva lo tzanin, could I even transfer the rights to somebody else? Now finally, so we have, everyone seems to say by Pikadon's Nitan Lehelof, the only Shaila is Pikadon Dafka when I have access to it like the Miri says, or Dafka when it's in my Rishus like the Ran says, or any kind of pikadon kalei chadisa b'shusha demarisa. Or, Fine. Then you have machlokas. What about milveh? So Rashi says, milveh, before I spend it, if I have the actual mos ben, then I could say heloch on the mos. Otherwise, milveh lo tzadnin, and it's too late. If you look at the Hagos Hashri, Hagos Hashri says, yeah, it's dafka with osa mos. But once you have mos achirim, it's too late to say heloch. But the Ran quotes the Gaonim, who say that even milveh lo tzadnin, as long as you have mos achirim, heloch. Big Kiddush. It's never about Kol Hechad Isa B'Shusei Demari Isa. Even Milveh Lo Tza, you have Mos Achirim, not even Osa Mos. Rashi says you need Osa Mos. Mos, but according to the Gonim, even Mos Achirim is sufficient. That's already a Halach. Then you have another Machlokas Rishonim. What about a Mashkon? I say it's true, I owe you money. Here's a Mashkon, Mehalach. So that Bechlal is not a Piron. Unless you say that a Mashkon is a Piron. Right? But Pashtos, the Mashkon, is not a full Piron, it's not a case closed. So doesn't the Sinas HaMashkon work as a Halach? So there you have Machlokas, the Baal Itar thinks that Mashkon is a Halach, the Rimigash is Cholik, and he says, Chas V'Shalom, you need an actual Piron. Good. Adkan. So we're going to pick up, I think, in tomorrow's year with Halach. So we outlined where does Halach, what's the nature of the Ptur Halach? What are the different svaras for the p'tur? Is it five or six options? I think we ended up with six. And what does Halach apply to? Pikadon, milveh, milveh otza, and mashkon. And we covered the whole sugya of Eidachon. Oda milcha. Yep.